Right, we are now to 12A, staff report.
Moving right along, Christina. Molly? There you go, over here. Tim?
Nothing for that.
Karen? Okay, outside professional.
Gail.
Saving the best for last.
Too many Gail.
I told you, Gail. I started with this, with very firmly make sure.
That isn't looking for the competency.
I was gonna say, you really want to work on this committee?
We talked so much, he thought. So just a couple of things. You noticed in the minutes for the March 8th meeting that there was some direction provided to staff to come back with some additional items regarding the look back project. And so we have been working and putting some things together, and we will be bringing that back at a future board meeting pretty soon here. As well as I've received a draft report from Milliman concerning OPEB and the CSER retiree healthcare. So that will be presented at a pretty current future meeting here. And then also, we do have hard copies of the 2017 SURL law book. So if any of you would like an actual hard copy, just let us know.
It's also available on our website.
Yeah, true. But now on to the outside professional.
Just as I was going to, exactly what I was going to say. Outside professionals, Ed?
I'd like to pass my time to the CEO.
Gentleman yields.
You're yielding now to Gail or Ed? To Gail.
So kind, Harvey. Thank you.
No, nothing. Thank you.
Okay. What kind of yield are we talking about? 10%?
And I'm going to leverage that one.
Yeah, right. All right, we've come to the highlight of the fun item 12, trustee comments. Todd?
The audit committee met on April 12th, productive meeting. The district's auditors, Brown Armstrong, gave a presentation on the scope of the 2016 audit. We heard a presentation from ICON, who through an RFP process was recommended on the subledger decommissioning and auditing the data that's coming over to CPAS, and the committee voted 4-0 to recommend to the full board that we hire ICON. There was a presentation from Raleigh on the 2017 compliance activity plan, his what he's planning on doing this year. And then we had a presentation on employer contributions and the reporting of those contributions, how the monitoring process is going on. That's it.
At the next meeting, we will have ICON for the full board discussion.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes,
well, and I thought I would just let everyone know that we did, Board of Supervisors received 9 applicants to fill the CSERA post. We are having interviews on May 8th before our Internal Operations Committee, and then first board meeting in June, it's going to go before the full Board of Supervisors, whoever IO tends to recommend. List, just in the order I have it, is, of course, Deborah Allen. I named James Agrusa from Alamo, Mark Cordoni from Alamo, Frank Darling from Orinda, Jerry Holcomb, Walnut Creek, Jay Kwan from Danville. He's interesting because he also works as an employee of San Jose's retirement system. And John Phillips, Dennis Regal from Alamo, and Kurt Schneider from Richmond. So those are our applicants.
Okay.
Just out of curiosity, Scott, somebody that works or 8 to 5, they're aware.
He actually met with me, and I just said, you know, you've got to work it out with your employer and okay. Make sure there was not a conflict,
right?
Too, because he does work on the investment end for City of San Jose's retirement board. So.
Interesting.
So certainly interesting. So that's the mix. So stay tuned.
It's when Debbie, Jerry, and I applied 3 years ago, we had one other and I think it was a she, did not show up for the actual interview process.
Scott had no
That's
competition
how
either.
You got to find your phone.
Yeah, there were
Scott
only,
paid him.
There were only 32 the year I applied.
No, but last time you were up, didn't you?
No, last year nobody applied.
Right, no, that's what I was saying. Right.
Yeah, I was shocked by that. Yeah.
So anyway, it'll be very interesting to see how it goes.
Who's up this year?
Who's up? It's these three. Debbie,
John. Deborah, John, and Jeremy.
John and John.
Through me. Okay.
Yeah.
No, all three of us have.
Okay, I didn't hear your name.
Yeah, no, all three are up, and then we've got, interestingly, with the exception of Kurt Schneider, everyone who's applied is from my end of the county, so.
Yeah, he's the only West End.
Yeah, only the West, so.
Okay, I'm sorry, David.
Yeah, so I attended a conference for the Aries EIF group, and learned about our energy investment fund.
Cool.
What was interesting with that, what they put out there was that a lot of their investment is mainly in natural gas energy versus petroleum and so forth. And some pipeline stuff, mainly in Philadelphia, but all, again, natural gas, some solar, and so forth. So that was good conference to go to. And I just came back from the DFA conference in Austin, and they handle part of our fixed income. Very interesting symposium and going into the complexities of fixed income investing. Quite a bit of complexity for a small amount of returns.
I was going to say it's a hard return to get.
Yeah. But they're definitely not index investors. They're the level of research that they do to go into their strategies and how they pick bonds and so forth and how they fit it into how they customize it for their clients is good. Yeah. So it was good to see these folks that we actually invest with and get to meet them and know them and so forth and see what they do, how they do it. So, worthwhile.
I wanted to share, we had Gail, Jeff Youngman, one day with Rusty, Gabe, me, and Todd had to withdraw from it, but the Pension Bridge Conference, which is, I will say, highly technical, at least in a variety of components of it. Some parts, I think, quite valuable. Anyway, I tried to just capture things that I thought the board might have a quick interest in. I think I can go through this pretty quickly. For those of you who have attended one of these, the sponsor, the one who takes the lead role, is incredibly pessimistic and has been all along. And no change this year. I didn't try and capture all his comments, but the first two or three are actually his. S&P earnings are at 2011 levels. The market is up by 87%. Market is being fueled by buybacks from major corporations. Risk is not being priced into the market. Canadian model, we had a presentation by the head of the largest Canadian retirement plan. Independent of government, kind of interesting, as contrasted obviously to ours where we're reasonably a part of it. In-house management, very diversified, large-scale real estate holdings, they pay competitively with large scale. Canadian challenges, government barriers anyway, moving to DC plans, pension envy, investment industry self-interest. That is, the investment industry is lobbying with government to put barriers in their way. SF plan CIO negatives, high valuations, high debt, low bond returns, slow recovery, productivity growth is slowing and looking at ROIs of 6% over the next 5 years. So the San Francisco CIO sees a 6% world on balance for the next 5 years. His positives, housing starts and manufacturing look reasonable, low wage growth, valuations better in international markets, earnings in Europe should improve. Lots of demand for alternative portfolios, good opportunity in private credit, hedge funds will have better returns than bonds. And remember, all of these are speakers' opinions and Not all the speakers, of course, agree. What will cause returns to improve? This one's part of the positive part. Innovation, artificial intelligence, biotechnology, cancer cures, gene therapy. CEOs, lots of recognition of low returns, longer lifespans, higher discount rates, difficult to defend high fees and low rates.
Unless you're Marissa Meyer.
Marissa's,
is she still with Yahoo?
She did good. She's going to walk away with $112 million for 5 years of disaster.
We had Myron Scholes. He is a Nobel Prize winner in economics. Key focus is on compound, not average return. Dave and I had a chance to discuss this, but it isn't always clear that average is not necessarily compound. In fact, normally average is going to be higher than compound. And compound is what the actuary is premising his or her valuation on. Myron wanted to make sure that that was recognized. He said you can manage your return, and we heard a good part of that today, with options to control large losses. It's large losses that really make it difficult to realize the kind of compound return that we effectively are assuming. Interest rate observations. Long rates will not go up in the near term. Barclays aggregate index may be negative for the next 2 years. Recognize that a portfolio of bank loans may not be liquid and with high credit risk. Interesting, obviously fits to today. Lots of positive comment on an emerging market debt and markets, but high yields may not be overvalued. Comments on war with China, don't invest there.
Venezuela.
Venezuela there.
There's a coal mine in North Korea. You can
write that down.
Africa has been abandoned for investments. Lots of Argentinian debt at 8% available. Many hedge fund managers not worthy of high fees. Not a good time on the cycle to invest in distressed real estate. Commodity lows are behind us. U.S. shale oil will be a swing producer. And finally, real estate rents declining. Properties needing upgrading, still good buys. Diversify geographically, reduce debt, prepare for coming downturn. Anyway. All those things
on a high floor, because I'm surprised. Surprised there anybody left there at the end.
Well, there are fewer there at the end than there are at the beginning.
I bet they jumped.
Well, it wasn't all negative, but I'd say it was more negative than positive.
Yeah.
But I say our guy setting the tone, first set of presentations, is incredibly negative. The world is coming to an end as we know it.
Right. He's also the one that's choosing the speakers, too. So.
Well, I'm sure there are some of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But all in all, I thought certainly an interesting conference. I would just, anyone desiring to attend, this is my second, a lot of it is not designed for those of us who are not in that field. They have most of it is panels. They're responding to a series of questions. If any of you looked at the stuff, it's a very long agenda because most of the questions and issues that the panel is going to be asked to respond to, they spell out. The panel doesn't come in normally with advanced preparation. They do it every day. And so they talk to the assembled participants in the same way they talk to one another. So it's full of acronyms. And it's full of shortcuts, and it's full of industry verbiage that I will tell you frequently is a little challenging to follow. It's not designed for trustees who go to work somewhere else each day and serve as trustees as well. So to that extent, just keep that in mind. But there are lots of stuff of real interest in it. Anyway, any other trustee comments?
Yeah. Sure. On a lighter note, I went to the California Retired County Employees Association's conference down at Ventura. Mike Sloan, who often sits over there, is the vice president of that organization. Skip Murphy is the president, and Skip's a trustee, retiree trustee with San Diego County. But anyway, it was a fun conference. It was light, and it was entertaining. And one of the speakers was a very young female ranger who just got appointed to the Channel Islands National Park, and I think she graduated less than a year ago. And she was really fun. She was enlightening, and she gave information about the Channel Islands that I did not know. You can go out to the Channel Islands, which is right off of Ventura, and it goes almost all the way up to Santa Barbara. There's, I think, five islands. And you can actually day hike out there, and you can actually backpack out there. And there's a lot of wildlife and a couple of really nice beaches. And she showed a lot of nice slides of the area. So I didn't know that you could do that you could backpack the Channel Islands. I knew you could do Catalina, so that was kind of interesting. And then the Steve Bennett, who was a supervisor with District 1, gave a speech on the attack on public pensions and a way that he sees of defending public pensions, which I thought was kind of interesting. He says people really don't know what county government does or what county employees do, and the services that they provide that actually save them, like weights and measures, you know, making sure that when you go and buy gas, you're getting the right amount of gas for the money you're paying for. There was Public Works Department and the work that they do and how they do the flood controls and the other things. And there's a lot of departments that I don't think the public is aware enough of what they do to help the people in their county. And therefore, showing that in a positive light as a way of saying that they deserve their pensions and they deserve their benefits that the counties provide for them. So I thought that was an interesting approach, and it kind of put my mind at work to how could we do that. Another speaker that was interesting was Dr. Barbara Sprocatis, and she's a epidemiology. Thank you. And she talked about the Zika virus, and she indicated that so far there are 54 known cases of birth defects caused by Zika virus in this country. What she said that was interesting, and I guess if you thought about it, yeah, it's true, but I didn't think about it at the time, that the Zika virus cannot, or the mosquito cannot go above 5,500 feet. So if you're a backpacker or you go above 5,500 and you get bit by a mosquito, more than likely you won't ever have to worry about the Zika virus. And I thought that was interesting. She gave a lot of other facts, but those were two that jumped out at me.
Catalina's not that high, incidentally.
Pardon me?
Catalina's not that high.
Yeah. But was also that it can be passed on, and not only by mosquito, but we can pass it on amongst ourselves, which you know. And both. Yeah.
Right. It's got,
anyway, it was a good talk.
Height.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Any other trustee comments? Hearing none, we are adjourned, and Gail has provided lunch.
So Sarah has provided lunch.